Okay. Well, thanks everybody for coming today as we get ready to tell you more about the upcoming Senior League World Series. My name is Dale Duff. I'm the president of the Bangor East Little League and with the committee for the opening ceremonies for the Senior League World Series, which we'll talk about in just a couple of moments. We have some of our great volunteer staff with us here. Mike Brooker is our tournament director. Councillor Durgan, Councillor Sprague, and Carrie Tripp from the Bangor, Greater Bangor Visitors and Convention and Visitors Center as well. And they're going to say a few words as well. And anybody that wants to do some one-on-ones, I know you've already done some, will get any of the Bangor team players or coaches that you want to talk to as well. We're here because starting tomorrow, six of our District 3 teams from as far north as Holton and as far south as Sebasticook Valley, which is in the Newport area, six teams will go at it here for the next few days in what I know Mike has called in the past maybe the most stressful district tournament in the entire world, because it's the only one where the winner actually goes directly to the World Series. So it's some real serious baseball starting tomorrow, starting at 4 o'clock and at 7 o'clock. The championship game for the district tournament will be on Thursday. And then next Saturday, which is August 11th, beginning at 7 o'clock, we'll have the opening ceremonies. It's a great night. It's a free event for everybody. We honor all of our district champions. We'll bring our 9 and 10-year-old district winners in baseball, softball, 11 and 12s in the junior leagues, and we'll honor them. And then, as always, the bagpipes will lead the 10 Senior League World Series teams across the world. You probably already know that New Zealand, Italy, and Guatemala are already have gained entrance, and all the other regional teams are underway. The tournaments are underway right now. And the World Series, Mike's going to talk more about this, will begin next Sunday, which is August 12th, with the championship game on ESPN on Saturday, August 18th at 2 o'clock. So that's kind of a timeline of what we have with all the great Senior League Baseball, which starts beginning tomorrow at 4 with the District 3 championship tournament. And now, without further ado, I'll give you Mike Brooker, who is our tournament director. Mike?
Thank you, Dale. I, too, want to thank everyone for coming, particularly want to thank the councilors and Carrie Tripp for coming out to support the Senior League World Series. This is our 11th year. It's a great tournament played by great baseball players from countries all over the world. The competition is fierce, but the camaraderie is even better. We have kids who have maintained contact with us and with each other and with our kids from the local teams and with other countries and between other states. It's a unique event where you come here to compete, but you leave here as friends, and that's what we're most happy about when everybody leaves. I tell the teams when they get here that everybody arriving is a champion. They've already won. In most cases, they've already won districts, regionals, sectionals, tournaments, state tournaments to get here. Only one team can leave a World Series champion, but every team that comes here is already a champion, and that's what they have to go home with, and go home with their head held high. We've had, in the past 10 years, over 1,200 individual players come to Bangor, their families, friends, and fans. Several of them have come back after they played in the World Series just to visit. We're happy about that. We're happy that we have umpires who've come here on their own dime, come back later to visit and to actually volunteer. We have umpires who come to umpire and then have come back in subsequent years to volunteer and help us with the operation of the tournament. But those 1,200 individual players, we've had 37 of them sign professional contracts, and 7 players actually play a Major League Baseball game. We've had several hundred that have played college baseball, and a majority of them at the Division I level. So you're going to see great baseball when you come here. But more importantly, you're going to see kids from all over the world having the time of their life. And that's one of the reasons we do the tournament. It's now my pleasure to introduce Counselor Nelson Durgan, and he has a few words to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much. Actually, the first thing I want to say is to Dale and Mike and the other volunteers, how much they have done to make this the sport that it is here in Bangor. We recognize the Senior League World Series here in Bangor, Maine, as one of the eminent events in the Bangor area in the summertime. We've got the waterfront concerts, and we've got the American Folk Festival in Cabang, but this organization of volunteers puts this together every year. This is the 11th year, with young athletes and their families coming from all over the world. And you've heard some of the areas that are already represented, Guatemala, Italy, New Zealand, Canada. And we know there'll be 10 teams in here from all over the world, and they're going to get the greatest reception anybody could give them right here in Bangor. So as a city councilor here in Bangor, Maine, it makes me especially proud that we have the kind of people that are willing to do this. The volunteers have put in hundreds and hundreds of hours. You just look around this ballpark, and this is a beautiful stadium, one that I don't think is matched at this level anywhere in New England. And these young men come from all over the world to play here. They go away, as Mike just said, friends, and they make friends with local families. Their families are here, and they're delighted at the hospitality that they get. So I want to say to everybody that's watching out there, don't miss this opportunity to come and see this tournament. There'll be games starting a week from Sunday night, Sunday afternoon, and they will go until the champion is crowned. And everybody that comes in here is already a champion, but they're going to go away with the world championship from here. So I want to thank everybody for participating, particularly Mike and Dale and the volunteers that have put this together. And let's enjoy another great championship series right here in Bangor. Thank you.
Counselor Ben Sprague, a former Bangor West alumni.
Well, it's an honor to be here. I would echo the words of Counselor Durgan and his enthusiasm for this event. I'll say that as a proud Bangor West alum, I grew up right here playing on this field and across the street over there, and some of the happiest and proudest memories I have in my whole life were playing Little League Baseball in Bangor. So thanks to the Brooker family and the Mansfield family. My coach was Dave Mansfield over there for Bangor Hydro back then. And those lessons that we learned on the field about cooperation, teamwork, respect for coaches, umpires, and fans last a lifetime. So thank you all for all the work you're doing, and it's very proud to be a Bangor resident and have this event here in Bangor. So good luck this year. I wish we could be out there playing, but you know, we'll be in the stands watching. So thank you all for what you do.
And now the executive director from the Greater Bangor Convention and Visitors Bureau, Kerry Tripp, would say a few words, please.
Thanks, sir.
Good afternoon. I would also like to welcome say thank you to Mike and Dale and all the volunteers here. This is an amazing project to put on. It doesn't happen overnight. These volunteers are working throughout the course of the year to bring these kids here to make this a great experience. Bangor has always shown what a great hospitality town that we are once these folks arrive. And as everyone has stated, they do come back. At the CVB, we talk to folks all the time that say, we were there on vacation or for a trip for the Senior League World Series, and we want to come back and we want to experience more of your community and more of the state. And we're happy to give them the information to do that. I'd also like to point out to the side here these awards that have been given. You know, these awards aren't given lightly. The Convention and Visitors Bureau gave these awards to the Senior League World Series because they bring folks to our community. They help us promote who we are outside of our own region. They're telling folks about Bangor throughout the rest of the world. And that's amazing. These people go away with such wonderful memories, such great friendships, and such camaraderie. These awards from all different communities, all different folks, these are important awards, and it really speaks very loudly for what a great job these folks do here. So again, I'd just like to say thank you. I encourage everyone to experience a little backyard tourism, as we call it. Come out and play at Mansfield Stadium during the Senior League World Series. You will not forget it, and you'll be happy that you did it. Thank you.
I do want to mention that starting Saturday with the district tournament, that tickets for the World Series will be on sale. Tournament passes will be on sale. Tournament passes, the prices remain the same, $35 for adults, $25 for students. That's for all 23 games of the tournament. You can't find a better deal in baseball than that. Just like to close with the thought that these young men are having the time of their lives in Bangor, and we're happy for that. Thank you.
Okay, we'll close the festivities, get ready, and we'll do some investigation and see if we can get Ben's batting average, Little League, from Dave, and get that back to you before the end of it all. I did want to mention this is the Senior League, 15 and 16-year-olds, been around since 1961, and this will be the 11th year that it's been held here at Mansfield Stadium. Mike was talking about all the various players that are in the pros. I was looking at wanted to check the box score of the first championship game here at Mansfield, 2002. Curacao won. The starting pitcher on that championship day was Kurt Smith, who went on, as you know, to play up at University of Maine, had a great career, and I think he's still in the minors. And the closer, the guy that got the save, was Jair Jurgens, the starting pitcher for the Atlanta Braves. So 10 years ago, those two guys were right here winning a championship as 16-year-old players. So thank you very much, and we'll get ready to do one-on-ones for you. Thanks.